Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
We're following the latest updates from Baltimore, Maryland, where a major bridge collapsed overnight after it was hit by a cargo ship that appears to have lost power.
Baltimore Fire Department Chief James Wallace spoke to reporters saying they've rescued two people from the water and they know others are missing.
We are still very much in an active search and rescue posture at this point, and we will continue to be for some time. We have a large area that we have to search. This includes on the surface of the water, subsurface, as well as on the deck of the ship itself.
There were construction workers doing maintenance on the bridge when it collapsed. ABC News is also reporting the ship lost propulsion as it was leaving port, and ship workers were trying to notify bridge officials there could be a collision. People have gathered along the edge of the bay to see the destruction.
It's devastating. It's a bit of structure that's been in the Baltimore area for over 50 years or so, I understand. And now it's gone, you know.
It's insane. I work for the state and I drive over this bridge like four times a day.
A news conference is taking place right now in Baltimore, where among those speaking is Governor Wes Moore. Let's listen in.
And our response teams are doing everything in our power to rescue and recover the victims of this collapse, literally as we speak. People who, as we speak, are out there, our divers, our air assets, people who right now are working to save lives and are doing it because the state asked. And we will update the public as the work continues. To our partners inside and outside of government, I know this has been a long night. We started coordinating immediately after the Key Bridge collapsed. We've been standing together every step of the way, from our county leadership to our city leadership to our state leadership to our federal leadership. And I'm grateful to call each and every one of you not just colleagues, but I'm grateful to call you friends. And to the people of Baltimore and each and every one of the 6.3 million Marylanders who call our state home, I recognize that many of us are hurting right now. I recognize that many of us are scared right now. And so I want to be very clear about where everything stands. We are still investigating what happened, but we are quickly gathering details. The preliminary investigation points to an accident. We haven't seen any credible evidence of a terrorist attack. Our administration is working closely with leaders from all levels of government and society to respond to this crisis, and not but just by addressing the immediate aftermath, but also by building a state that is more resilient and a state that's more safe. That is our pledge, and that's our commitment, and we're going to keep that commitment. And lastly, to the victims of this tragedy and their loved ones, all of our hearts are broken. We feel your loss, we're thinking of you, and we will always be thinking of you. We pray for the construction workers who are on the Key Bridge, and we pray for everyone who has been touched by this tragedy and their families and all of their loved ones.
And again, that is Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
All morning long, we've been monitoring ABC affiliate WBAL, which has multiple reporters on the scene, including Ken Duffy.
On the ground, as you're looking down, we're several hundred yards away from that scene. There's just what looks to appear to be now just a ramp coming from 695 and then just a drop off. All the rest of the bridge is in the water, in shambles, in pieces, large chunks of metal debris. And then you see the container ship as well off to the right. The containers on the ship itself kind of buoyed back. You could tell that there was a huge impact when that ship hit the bridge.
We will, of course, bring you any major updates from Baltimore as soon as we get them.
And they're saying it could be years to put this bridge back together. Let's get a first look traffic check here with Andy Farnsworth. Still wet out there?
In some spots, but there's a lot of delays, even on the roads that are dry, including North 15. We've got a crash coming into downtown just before 21st South. That's what's got us back to almost 45th South in Murray. South 15's backed up from 215 down into North Salt Lake. Got legacy delays now coming through Farmington. I-15, a crawl going north through Provo because of a crash just before the S-curves. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The state auditor is urging Utah leaders to reconsider what he's calling a heavy dependence on federal funding. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, in the last fiscal year, Utah spent almost $34 billion, and well over a quarter of that money came from federal programs, according to a new audit. State Auditor John Dougal now says, quote, policymakers should consider the risk raised by such significant dependence on a single funding source with such dysfunction. If they heed that message, though, it probably won't be this year. KSL.com reports in the budget just passed by lawmakers in the last legislative session. Again, more than 27% of it comes from federal funds. Live in Salt Lake City, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.